So the Underdog series is back on TG Cahir every Thursday night at 9:30, and the man across from me now has been one of the stars of the series so far. That's Seamus Barry from the Passage GA Club. And Seamus, for people that have been watching us, you were in the bottom three last week, had a bit of a lucky escape. But to go back to the very start of the show, how did this opportunity come about for you?
Yeah, I suppose, first of all, Tomás, thanks for having me on, and I suppose star of the show, maybe a bit of a reach, but I seen a post back in August 2021, a friend tagged me in it online that they were looking for applicants for the 2022 season, and a lot of the players were in a similar position to me. I had it half filled out, and I was hesitant because I was thinking, if I raise my head above the scene here, I'm in for a bit of a badgering, and I'll be looking to be on TV and everything that comes with it. But I filled it out, and in the end I said, you know what, I'll apply for it and I'll never hear anything about it. And that's what I thought. And then I remember I got an email, and it was so out of the blue because I was doing something else. I was doing a punditry thing with Bord Gáis, and it was like, can you be in Meath tomorrow? And I was like, Jesus, no. I was like, I'm going away on holiday or whatever. And so then I ended up doing a trial in Wicklow, and then I flew home from Portugal early, directly off a plane to do another trial. And there was trials all over the country. Like, I couldn't get over the amount of numbers that they went through to whittle it down to the final, say, 30 panel, because there was a serious amount of people tried out for it. There was one lad flew in from Helsinki. He came from Finland, like.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and he was American. He only picked up hurling 2 years ago, and he flew across. So it all started, I suppose, I applied in 2021, never thought at it until the day of the actual trial. It was madness.
What's been the most enjoyable part of the whole experience so far?
I'd definitely say the friendships. There's some really, really interesting characters on this team, and there's lads, I suppose, in counties that don't necessarily get the light shined on them in terms of the clubs they're from. Like, our captain Eric Finn is from Round Towers in Dublin, a junior club, and he's top class. He's a serious hurler. He's an excellent person off the field, and he's a man that you'd follow into battle. Rob O'Donnell from Palace Green in Limerick, he was in my house there 2 weeks ago. He's a special individual. I must say, my fellow Waterford man Oisín Dunig from Ring, you know, I was down having a bit of Saturday lunch with his mother and everything, absolutely smashing family down there in Ring as well. So it's definitely the friendship so far. The guest speakers have been phenomenal. You know, you've gotten access to the likes of Liam Griffin, Lara Corbett, Davey. Of course, Davey was in there as well, the new Waterford manager. They've been exceptional, you know. The best one I'd say for me probably was Jackie Turland. He was sensational. He still doesn't wear socks, by the way, but he was sensational. Like, he was talking to us, and you're almost wanted to go play an All-Ireland final after. He's the best motivational speaker I've come across in a very, very long time. Like, Davey's up there as well, but Jesus, Jackie was sensational.
For people that wouldn't be familiar with yourself, Seamus, can you just tell us a little bit about your own hurling background?
Yeah, not much of it, to be honest, Tomás. But I suppose my own hurling background, look, I come from a family that's steeped in history. My uncle won an All-Ireland under 21 with Waterford on goal, the famous Ray Barry, or Lele as he's known. My other uncle Paul, he's a coaching with Camogie Waterford. My man played Camogie, my auntie. I suppose everyone played for Waterford except for me. My brother's inter-county referee, sister would have played Camogie. Younger brother does a lot in athletics. So it was always in the family. Ever since day one, I was always in the hurling field, underage. Never really played much other sports, played a little bit of soccer. But I would have never probably fulfilled my potential. Played underage, lost 3 A finals in a row between minor and under 21 to Ballygunner by a point each on each occasion. But we did have that win in 2013. So I won a junior my first year adult in 2010. That was a brilliant experience. Got brought onto the Waterford minor panel by Jimmy Meaney. Got taken off by Jimmy Meaney very quickly a couple of months later. But I never really kicked on. I got a serious injury then that kind of stopped everything for 3 years. But I was very fortunate to be part of the panel that won that senior in 2013. Won an under 21B as well, which was special because from where we're from, we're not used to winning things. You know, it's a habit and a culture you'd love to have out there, but it's not something we always had. So just to be even fortunate enough, like, there's greats like Noel Connor Sr. and Sean Canan and my uncle Raymond and a few others, lads like that, solely deserve to have a senior medal, and they don't. You know, they lost them three agonising finals in the 90s. And there's so many more, even people I haven't mentioned, late Pat Connors, a mentor of ours, unfortunately, that passed away. Like, he was a serious hurler, a strong man. So there's fellas there that I was lucky enough to be part of it at the time. But yeah, I suppose I'd be known for being fairly skillful taking frees, and that the old pace has gone nowadays okay. after the injuries. But I was an okay hurler. I never made it a senior level. I suppose it was always the mental side which I failed to get my head wrapped around.
Yeah, that, like, the 2013 final will never be forgotten, Seamus, in passage and in further afield. But during the underdog series, different players are profiled, and you get an insight into their background. And you appeared in one of the early episodes, and you spoke very honestly about the issues that you had with alcohol and drugs over the years. Can you fill us in on a little bit of that, Seamus?
Yeah, so look, I suppose sometimes it can be perceived differently with a TV show and how edited and done and so on. But for me, my issue was always mental health. I used alcohol and drugs to try combat that and try to escape. And, you know, like, I suppose the terminology of it, I wouldn't have been an addict in a sense with alcohol and drugs, but I'm definitely someone who suffers massively with depression, unfortunately. I do take tablets and stuff like that, and I try different things to, you know, try keep me going. But I do have tendencies, bipolar and ADHD, so it's really conflicting. But yeah, the alcohol and drugs, I just found it such a release because I could just escape. Everyone else was kind of doing it around me at my age at the time. Not even necessarily the GAA scene at the time. It was just you could go out in town and you could have 10, 12 points and forget about things. But then for me, like, I always say normal, inverted commas, people can't see at the moment, but I'd get a hangover for about 6 weeks after alcohol or drugs. Someone else would get one for 2-3 days. I'd be suicidal for weeks after. And they never suited me. Like, I wasn't a good drunk. I'd never cause trouble. Like, I was always jolly and stuff. But I'd be falling over and I'd be slurring my speech, and I could never handle drinking, and it just never suited me. And, like, my family and friends would even say to me nowadays, they're like, Jesus, you were terrible when you're drinking. Like, I ended up in hospital with 27 staples in the back of my head after losing an under-21 final against Formal Water. Jamie Barron, I think, scored 2-14 that day against us. And I ended up going on 3-day bender to try to get over it. I couldn't. Rejection and losing, I never dealt with it. And 27 staples, woke up unconscious in hospital, my family around me in a bed. And even at that stage, I still thought, sure, just go again. I'll go back out in the beer the following weekend. And I suppose it was only when my own brother went through his own troubles and I kind of got strength from him and I was able to address it. It's a work in progress. There's no magic switch has ever been flicked. You know, I had a very, very bad day today. I always speak honestly about it. I think the more honest we are, the more kind of open people will be to accepting who we are. There's no point hiding away. We're all human. We struggle. Depression touches everybody. No one is ever, like, anyone who says it doesn't exist or they've never experienced it is a lie. You have a breakup, you have someone that passes away, there'll be mourning and sadness, and that's a type of depression. But for some people, it's a prolonged type. And for myself, you know, I had a game last night, game didn't go well. I didn't sleep last night, I was in foul humour this morning. I didn't have a good breakfast this morning. I was just, all day I've kind of been at myself. I've been writing down notes to try get my feelings out, but it's definitely not a magic switch. It's still an ongoing struggle.
Yeah, you mentioned about writing down notes, Seamus. Like, what helps you get through the difficult times when you're feeling a bit below par?
People, to be honest with you. Notes and people, but I text my uncle earlier. Excuse me, twas. I text my uncle earlier. We're going to the Camogie final on Saturday. And I'll go to anything that's live, but we're going to the Camogie final. And I said it to him, I was struggling today. My uncle Raymond, known as Lele. And he said, just think of all the thousands of people you've probably helped with being honest. Forget about hurling for a second. And I've been very fortunate in the last couple of years to do numerous different charity things with Make-A-Wish and a project here in Waterford where I worked with Damien Tiernan and WR. And it's them things that kind of get me through the day. It's not justification or saying I'm great in a sense, but I have made a difference and I have done something. When I feel low and I feel worthless, which is a daily occasion, like, and I feel I've no self-worth and I'm not good enough to even be on the underdogs, I've been questioning myself every day with that. I have to look at the people I have around me, what I have around me. If I was to unfortunately pass away untimely, what would be said by people when I'm gone? And that's the way I kind of look at it. Have I tried to live a good life? Have I try to do good to others, how I'd be treated, how I'd like to be treated. And I think they're the things that get me through the bad days. And my partner Marta is a massive part of my family. But just knowing that I have those people to call on. Like, I'm very close with our goalkeeper, Eddie Lynch, in Passage, even though he abuses me the whole time. He said, I must have the fittest mouth in Ireland because I haven't hit a ball in the underdog yet. But he watched last week's episode. But, like, I can open up Teddy, you know. Liam Flynn would be very close. John Whitty, all lads I grew up playing with. I can text them at any time. I'm not doing well. My uncle Paul, who was on the underdogs as well, he's very good. My sister is me rock. I can go to my sister with anything when I'm feeling bad. And that's the problem for me, is from time to time people feel bad. I feel bad nearly on a daily occasion or a weekly occasion. Like I said it before in an Off the Ball article about 2 weeks ago. The reporter asked me, he said, honestly, how do you feel from day to day? And I said, if I told people, I'd end up in a mental institute. Because there's days I just don't want to live. And I'd love to be able to flick a switch or control it and say it's different. But I am trying to make the most out of everything I have available to me. Like, I'm in a very, very fortunate situation with the underdogs, with winning Ireland's Next Top GA pundit this year, working with yourselves, working with Clubber TV. Like, I'm very, very fortunate. I'm not foolish. I have a roof over my house, I have a roof over my head, very good job. I have a great bunch of family and friends. Unfortunately, there's something inside me that tells me that's not enough. And you know, it's hard to try to get your head around it, because I feel as if I'm constantly not good enough and I have to prove myself all the time. And I suppose that's, you know, trying to prove yourself as an underdog in a sense, but I really struggle with it.
It was clear in the feature piece that you did on television, Seamus, like the great support network that you have around you, the great people that you have in your life. How important is that to you day to day?
It's massive. Like, literally only earlier on today I text my partner saying, you know, I'm not feeling good today, and she says, look, we'll have a chat when you get home and, you know, we'll see what we do and stuff. And if I didn't have that, I'd probably just go park out in Woodstown and sit out into the sea for about 3 hours, you know, just sit in the car staring out thinking, right, if I did want to kill myself, or if I did want to do away with myself, sure, there'd be no issue because you've no one to fall back on. Or, but I suppose connections and without people are absolutely none. You know, it's all about people, the community you have. Our own club at the moment, we're looking at putting a new gym in, and that's going to be a community gym, and that's massive for everyone. And it's a central vocal point. I know Damien Lawler had a book recently about the effects of GA and COVID. It's coming out soon, and that's what it is like. And I think we need to do more of that, not just COVID. We're outside of COVID now, so let's do more and more and more that we can, because not just the GA, there's other associations as well, but GA in particular, it's about communities, it's about tribal, it's about where you're from, the people around you, your postcode, the jersey you wear, the colours you wear, growing up seeing the likes of Sean Canahan and Noel Connor Sr. playing and want to emulate them, and like, and you get advice off them when you're growing up, and it's an amazing thing to be part of. And I suppose I'd be confident in talking to most lads in the underdogs and talking to most lads in Passage. I'm very, very fortunate that I have that support network. Paul Carley, the Passage manager, of course, he's been a massive help to me over the last number of months. I talk to Paul a lot. Peter Queeley, my former manager and selector, still great friends with Peter, you know, even though he did leave us. But no, still great friends with Peter. Talk to him a lot. You know, I can go to him with anything. I'm very, very fortunate. Is it a reflection? Maybe. I don't know why people like me that much, to be fair. Sometimes I don't see it, but people seem to have time for me. But I was raised by my grandmother, and she said, the easiest thing you can do in life is be nice and give people your time. It costs nothing. And maybe, I suppose, that's why I have the support network around me, because I tend to give people a lot of time, and I'd be very selfless in that sense. But, yeah, people are everything. Without people, we're at nothing.
Yeah, I'm just listening to you here, Seamus, and I think, like, you could do amazing work speaking to GA clubs around the country. Like, I think it would be really amazing doing things like that, and think it could make a big difference. You've made a big difference already. Just for people who are maybe affected by some of the issues that we're discussing, I just want to give out a couple of helplines. The Samaritans are there on 116 123. Aware are also ready to take a call on 1800 804 848, and also Pieta House 1800 247 247. Seamus, like, what has been the reaction? What has been the reaction since the programme came out?
The reaction has been amazing. I haven't had one bit of negative feedback, except for Eddie Lynch, like I said. But that's a weekly thing with Eddie. But no, I haven't had one negative bit of feedback. Like, the stories I've gotten and people have reached out to me, which I'll keep their names anonymous out of respect, but there was one chap came up to me and he said he had a daughter go through the very same. And I didn't know the chap, and he gave me a hug and he said, thank you very much for what you're doing. We were in Carriganore recently training with the underdogs, and I was talking, funny story, I was talking to this father and his young fella was there, he's about 7 or 8, and the father said, would you mind talking to the young fella? He's a bit low on confidence. So I was talking away to him. I said, look, just because you don't get picked today doesn't mean you won't get picked tomorrow, and you can always try different things. And the father said, thanks very much. He said, by the way, we're from Ballygunner. So I was going to try to take the advice back, but no, all joking aside, but the reaction has been absolutely amazing. Been talking to there's people reach out that you'll never get to meet, and you never probably would get to meet until they hear your story. And you know, some of the stories I've been told and some of the people saying they're trying, or people will now say to me, it's funny, I was in a cafe last weekend, and Sean Carey, a prominent businessman in Passage, came up to me. Of course, I was involved with the Woodlands, and he came up and he said, how's things? I said, not too bad, Sean, yourself. He said, you're looking fit. I said, yeah, feeling fit. How's the head? How's things? You know, and he made a conscious effort to ask me. He could have easily just said, oh, how's the underdogs? Yeah, good, and walked off. But he made that conscious effort. And like, he didn't solve all my problems, but it showed to me that someone cared and made a big difference. So then the next person I see, I'm going to pass that on. So when I say about, I'm not necessarily saying we all need to sit down and hug each other and light candles. And you know, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying the more open we are, the more honest we are, the more accepted it will be, and the more it will entice other people to speak how they feel. Like, World Mental Health Day last Tuesday, just gone there. And a massive part of that statistic that I seen was still 48% of suicides can be preventable. 48% are males in a certain category. It's over 60% of suicides are male. Then there's 48% are between the 20 to 30 range. So like, as much as there's loads, and there is always great work to be done, but there's always more to be done. And I think you were saying about talking to GAA clubs and stuff like that. That would be my dream. I'm going into one or two schools now in the next couple of weeks. Some of the lads and the underdogs have asked me to go to their clubs. And I'd just like to encourage people to be a little bit more accepting, understand that we're not all the same. And I think it comes down to a new role of management in clubs. So instead of a manager going in and effing and blinding and saying, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, Tommy might need to be spoken to a little bit differently. Seamus might need a little bit more attention one-on-one. And nowadays, a coach does a lot of the coaching, so the management should be a person who's able to manage people. And that's what today's world brings us. Like, I'm coaching under sixes at the moment with Grainne Flanagan, and it's an absolute pleasure. We just finished there recently. But you can see kids are different. You can see who needs more attention. You can see who needs to be told to calm down a little bit there. You see who needs more encouragement. And if we're starting that at that age, and that's brilliant, because they'll just grow up with that the whole way. But we still have a generation of players, probably from about 19 to 30, that are still getting coached that old school way. And it's still necessarily the mentality of, if you're not good enough, just go off and do something else. You know, there's a place for everyone in the GAA. Whether you're doing stats, whether you're working in finance, club admin, if you're helping with the social media page, like, there's something for everybody. Like, you know, I was never going to be Joe Canning, but look at me, I'm on a hurling programme on TG Cahir, so.
Just getting back to that hurling programme, Seamus, I have one final question for you. You're going to be taking on an inter-county team come the end of the series. When is this big match coming up on TG Cahir?
Two and a half weeks, so the 29th of October, the October Bank Holiday weekend, there's going to be tickets out on sale. The announcement will be made next week who the opponents are and the venue. It's all Ireland final day for us. It's massive. Like, the buzz that's there at the moment, and it's only, I suppose it's a climax for us because we're coming to the end. We're at 6 months of a journey, but we can't wait for it. Like, it's going to be an All-Ireland final. It's going to be, I think I'm hearing over 2,000 more tickets available in the first week. So, like, this is going to be the biggest game that most of us have ever played. Bar Rob O'Donnell, because he's done everything. But it's going to be amazing. I can't wait. And, I hope people are enjoying the show. I hope they get something out of it. There's plenty of stories. It's not just myself. David Rosie Ryan is there. He talks about his mental health issues. He's a fabulous ambassador as well. There's a lot of lads. Rob O'Donnell as well has had a lot of troubles. And I think the fact we're speaking more honestly about it, and Rhys Gavin as well spoke about control and temper and something that happened to him. So I hope kids watching that maybe can see that it's okay not to feel okay sometimes. And maybe coaches and parents that are watching it are saying, do you know what, we need to look at the way we're running our clubs in a sense, and how we're dealing with people on a people basis. We all want to win. The bottom line, if anyone takes that from the TV show or the program, everyone wants to win. But there's a place for everybody. Winning is not everything. I've been very fortunate to win one senior at my club. Didn't play in the final, but I was very fortunate to be there. The journey that year was better than winning the thing, because there was things went on in our own village, tragedies and stuff like that. But winning is not everything. Being a part of something, having friends, like you said, my support structure, lads I grew up with playing with, that I can call on them, past coaches I can still contact. I mean, that's worth more than a county medal any day, like.
Well, Seamus, you have an incredibly powerful story to tell. It's absolutely amazing. I think you're going to help so many people, both through the television and through your interview here this evening. You can tune in to Seamus and his teammates on The Underdogs every Thursday on TG Carr. Seamus Barry, thanks a million for your time this evening.
Thank you very much, Tomás. It's been a pleasure.